This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel says it's ready to evacuate babies from Gaza's main hospital. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Israel's military said it was ready to evacuate babies from Gaza's largest hospital on Sunday, where Palestinian officials said two newborns died and dozens more were at risk after fuel ran out amid intense fighting in the area. Israel has said doctors, patients, and thousands of evacuees who have taken refuge at hospitals in northern Gaza must leave so it can tackle Hamas gunmen, who it says have placed command centers under and around them. Hamas denies using hospitals this way. As the humanitarian situation worsened, Gaza's border authority said the Rafah crossing into Egypt would reopen on Sunday for foreign passport holders after closing on Friday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The leader of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says his fighters have introduced new weapons, including a missile with a heavy warhead, in the ongoing fighting along the Lebanon-Israel border. Saeed Hassan Nasrallah said Saturday Hezbollah will keep using the tense frontier to pressure Israel. Nasrallah blasted the United States over the war in Gaza, saying it is the only country that can stop Israel's wide offensive on the Gaza Strip, but doesn't do so. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces targeted Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, as part of an overnight bombardment felt across the country. The head of the Kyiv City Military Administration said a ballistic missile was shot down as it approached the Ukrainian capital, the first attempted missile attack on Kyiv in almost 2 months. Meanwhile, Russian law enforcement officials say nearly 20 rail freight cars carrying cargo into the Ryazan region were derailed on Saturday morning by an improvised explosive device. Investigators say they're opening an investigation into suspected terrorism. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a Republican stopgap spending measure on Saturday aimed at averting a government shutdown, but the measure quickly ran into opposition from lawmakers from both parties in Congress. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The Republican-controlled House and Democratic-led Senate must agree on a spending measure that President Joe Biden can sign into law by Friday or risk another partial government shutdown. That would disrupt pay for millions of federal workers, shutter national parks, and interrupt a range of activities from financial oversight to scientific research. Johnson's plan would provide funding for some parts of the federal government until January 19th and other agencies until 2 weeks after that. House Republicans hope to pass it on Tuesday. The bill comes a day after ratings agency Moody's lowered its outlook on the nation's credit to negative.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Tens of thousands of people have marched through Warsaw in an event organized by nationalist groups as Poland celebrates its Independence Day holiday. Participants in the Independence March carried Poland's white and red flag, and some burned flares. While many patriotic events take place across the nation of 38 million, the yearly march has dominated all others in headlines because it has sometimes been marred by xenophobic slogans and violence. This year's event was peaceful and came as nationalist forces have seen their worldview rejected by voters in a national election last month. Despite being treatable and curable, tuberculosis, or TB, remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, causing an estimated 1.3 million deaths in 2022, according to the latest World Health Organization figures. That's a reduction of around 19% on the previous year, but far below the target level. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The 19% fall in deaths from TB is still far short of the World Health Organization's target of a 75% reduction by 2025. Funding also fell short, reaching less than half of the WHO target of at least $13 billion for TB diagnosis, treatment and prevention services in 2022. Governments committed to spending $22 billion a year on TB by 2027 at a special UN meeting in September. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Officials in Indian-controlled Kashmir say a massive fire has destroyed several wooden houseboats anchored in Dal Lake, an area popular with tourists, and three charred bodies have been recovered from the wreckage. Police in a statement said the three were tourists from Bangladesh and staying at one of the gutted houseboats. The fire brigade says five houseboats and some huts embedded in water were reduced to ashes in the intense blaze that was extinguished after nearly 2 hours on Saturday. The cause of the fire is being investigated. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.